We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, and we are starting 8 lines from the top. So we just learned, as Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbeinu Saglili, if you have an Ilon Shenotu, B'Soif Avdu, is it also because of Asherah Tree or not? Va'af Rab Yosi B'Rab Yehuda Savar, Ilon Shenotu L'B'Soif Avdu Aser. It's not only Rabbeinu Saglili of our Mishnah, it's also Rab Yosi B'Rab Yehuda. I'm going to show you how. He holds, also, you planted an Ilon for your garden, for your nice garden, then afterwards, he did it, made it into Avodah Zarah, if you worshipped it, it becomes awesome. The Tanya, how do we know? Reis Yudaimer, Metoich Shadam Elehayim Elehorim, Veloy Horim Elehayim. And Pasuk says that you have a God on your mountain, you worship a Getchka on your mountain. Veloy Horim Elehayim, but the Horim does not become a Getchka. Elehayim Al Gvois, Veloy Gvois Elehayim, the Gvois does not become a Getchka. Shameh, I need, the Pasuk ends the Pasuk as Tachas Kloyitz Ranon. That I also I would say, Tachas Kloyitz Ranon Elehayim, Veloy Ranon Elehayim, maybe the tree doesn't become a Avodah Zarah. Tamaloyma, another pasuk says, "V'ashereim tishafum beish." It says the pasuk first that you have to burn the asherah. Elom tachas kol yitzvanim lomli. So what do you tachas kol yitzvanim for? Ahu k'la rakiva u'da'asa. The Amr Rav Akiva said, "Ani oivin, I will explain." Ve'odin lefanecha kol mokrim she'ata moitzi har gavoya v'giva nesa. Anytime you find a mountain or a big cliff, yitzvanim da she'yeshem avayis chavim. That's the avayis chavim over there. So this is the words of Reis Yehuda. You have to see where you see exactly that it says that. But basically, he's saying like this. And we'll explain it outside in a second before we even see the Gemara. That Reis Yehuda tells you that it says you can't have the harm don't become Avodah Zarah. So maybe the tree doesn't become Avodah Zarah also. So he says, no. It says, Vashareim Tisra Vemesh. The tree becomes Avodah Zarah. So then he asks, what do I do with the Pasuk Kol Yitzranon then? He says, oh, I'm going to use it for Rabbi Akiva. I'll tell you what to use it for. You know what it's for? For Ilan Shenotu B'Soif Avdu. That's not Avodah Zarah. If you first planted it for the garden and you did it afterwards. So maybe that's what Kol Yitzranon is for. The only thing you can think of is Rabbi Akiva. Vaistois, he holds that every tree becomes Avodah Zarah. If you worship the tree, it becomes Avodah Zarah. And that Kol Yitzranon. Oh, it means that it's a taiva, a simon ba'alma. That's where you find Avodah Zarah. That is the pshat. That's why we see in Reis Yehuda that he holds that even every Ilan Shenotu, L'Psaif Avdu is also. So now, Rabbanon, Hai Vashrein Tesurim Veish Mayavle. What does the Tanakhama do with the Pasuk? Ashrein Tesurim Veish. So that's my Pasuk. Vayalele Ilan Shenotu Metchilakach. That you use for Ilan that you plant in Metchilakach. Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda Namin Vayalele Hachi. Reis also needs that. So where's his Makar? Where's his Makar that Ilan Shenotu L'Psaif Avdu is also Hachinami? Mars is right. I need it for that you planted Asher tree. El Ilan Shenotu B'Soif Avdu Menale. How does he know that a tree that's planted ready for the garden and I worship it becomes Avodah Zarah? Where do you know it from? Nafkale is not a pasuk. The first pasuk says Vashareim Tishrefum Beish. The next pasuk says Vashareim Tigadeyun. It should knock it down. Vashareim Tigadeyun. So now, let me tell you, speak out something. That when it comes to a tree that you worshipped after was a garden tree, you know what becomes a Avodah Zarah? Not the whole tree. Only what grows afterwards. That means on July 1st, he worshipped the tree, and he worshipped the tree. Anything that grows after July 1st is Aser. So what do? You just chop it off. Tegadayon. You just chop off what you notice. So that pasuk is very geshmak. So nafkli mashreim tegadayon. Eze eitz shegedui asav ikre mutter. Which type of tree? The gedui is asav ikre mutter. Havaime ilan shenotu b'soif avdu. It's the tree that you planted and b'soif avdu. So if you look at Reis Yehuda's words, what pasuk did he bring to say that it's asav? Vashreim tisrum beish. V'hai vashreim tisrum beish konosav lei. The pasuk that Reis Yehuda brings is the pasuk vashreim tisrum beish. No, it means like this. Ilu loynema kama. Ilu loynema tisrufum beish. And just said tekadeyun. I would say that means when I planted it, l'shem asherah. Yisrem asherahim tekadeyun b'ilun shenotu metchil lakach. Hashtu l'ksiv asherahim tisrufum beish. That you use for the planting lakach. Isolates extra asherahim tekadeyun l'ilun shenotu b'soif avdu. That's extra now for the din of ilun shenotu b'soif avdu. So far, the way we're holding, we're going right there, but what we're holding right now is very geshmak. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael Glida, our Mishnah also holds that if you plant the Elon and then you worship it, it's also. Where do I know that from? Asherin Tisubay is the one Asherah that you planted with Tchila. You know from Asherin Tigadayun. We're there, it means to chop it off. If you chop it off, that means something that became a Vezar in the middle. And he holds that you could have a Vezar in the middle, and therefore he had no Pshat and Kol Yitzranon. He had no Pshat. He had to say Kol Yitzranon is used it for something else. The Grada could have said Kol Yitzranon for a different case, which Tosis points out. If let's say something grows by itself, and no one ever plants it, not for your garden, it grew by itself, and then it worship a tree, Rabbi Yehuda will agree that it's not a Avodah Zarah then. That's mamash like a har. But that's posh, you don't need a posh that's not no tvis de odin there. It's posh, there's no tvis de odin there at all. That's Tosh speaks out. At the end of Rasul Hacha, Tosh speaks that out. Okay. So to Gemara, Rabbanon, what does Rabbanon do by Asherah and Tikkat Dayon? Rabbanon hold that only planting is Asherah tree. So what does do by Asherah and Tikkat Dayon? Rabbanon, hi, Asherah and Tikkat Dayon, I have to do with it. The Gemara says, I'll tell you what I do with it. The Gashur Malevi. Don't Gashur Malevi. You do your Yavichav and claim the Kivrit Yerit Shal. The first job of working Yerit Shal, before you capture Yerit Shal, the first job, 4 to 14 years, was to knock down all the Asherah trees. You didn't have to uproot them, you just had to cut them down. So, and Kibbutz Yerit Shal, Kardim Labir, and before you destroy it, you do the Kibbutz Yerit Shal. So to say there was, cut the trees, Kibbutz Yerit Shal, then burn it. The Labir Avar Yitzchavim, the Tanur Rav Yosef, v'netas them as mizvechoysom, v'hanach, leave it. V'shavar them as mizvechoysom, v'hanach. V'hanach sakad, ayetach shreifa, boy, need shreifa. Om Rav Huna, redoif achas roi. You first run after them, then you burn it. So it comes out, how do you know this halacha? You know what you know this halacha? You know this halacha because it says, Vashreim Tigadayun, and it says Vashreim Tisrufum Beish, according to Rabbanon. So which one? The first step is Tigadayun. And then afterwards, you burn it. That's what you do. So that's how Rabbanon do with the Pasuk Tigadayun, to teach you that goes first before you do anything, and you don't right away burn it. You burn it later on. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, high svarim nolei, how does he know this? Nafgalei, he learns it out, ma'abed ta'abdun. Abed, vachet ta'abdun, double lashon. Abed ta'abdun. Abed ta'abdun. First you cut it, and then you destroy it. And they couldn't learn from anywhere else, because they used it to get a yom or something else. So they couldn't learn it from this. Rabbanon, what is it, abed ta'abdun? Hayabayle lo'ika v'chavim shar l'shar shacharel. It's not enough just to burn it and destroy it. You have to actually go into the roots and uproot everything. So what's the reason? How does he know that? To destroy the name from that place. Rabbanon, what do you do with that pasuk? Rabbanon, who kanis lost shame? He's supposed to give it a funny name. The Tanya the Brisa. Really, this machlokes tanoim. This machlokes tanoim here is another machlokes tanoim. Tanya lezai, remember? How do you know that if you uproot a zari, you have to even uproot the roots? He learns it out from Mabata Meshimam. That's where he learns it out. That's where, like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Omler Akiva on top of Mabavan Aleph, Olech Varnema Abe Tabdun. Abe Tabdun is for that. Because Akiva obviously learns like the Rabbanon, learned like Tanakama. That Abe Tabdun is, Tekadeon is for the Kiva Shirt Shal, Abe Tabdun is to uproot it. Im Kain, Ma Tam Lev Batam Hashemam. Why do I say Batam Hashemam? When I'm Akam Hu, Lekanas L'Shem, to give it a funny name. Yochel Shvach, maybe give it like a pleasant name. You know, a pleasant name. Like, you know, like a Rosemary Gardens. If they give the Vezara that name. Says, no, L'Shvach's like a Daitach. What do you think of Shvach? El Yochel Loy L'Shvach L'Ganai. Maybe just do it, give a power of a name. Tam Lev Mashake Tishak Senu Vesav Tisavenu Kicherim Hu. You give it a disgusting name. Okay, so the occurrence of Galia was called the base of Ezara Galia, which means the high up, beautiful of Ezara. Galia means Lashon of Goiva. It's everyone can see it. Karya is the base Karya. Base Karya is Lashon of base Akisei, a Chafira in the ground. If it's called Ein Kol, the Ezara is called I Know Everything, Ein Kites. It's called the thorn, the eye of the thorn in the eye. That's what you call it. So you give it a bad name. So it comes out, these are all the drushes. So it comes out, Rabbi Kiva really holds like the Tanakama. Remember, Tanakama holds. Asherah and Tisafun means when you plant Asherah. Tigadeyun is not for another Asherah because he holds Asherah can become Asherah afterwards. Tigadeyun means that you first do the cutting, then you do, first do the cutting, then you do the kibosh. What does Abe Ta'abdu mean? That means you have to Masharish Acharav. But Ba'at Mashamam is to give it a new name. So it comes to Rabbi Kiva holds like who? Like Tanakama. The problem is, to look at the Mishnah, Omele Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, I'll tell you Pshat and Eitz Ranan, and it sounds like he's going like Rabbi Yisrael Aglili. In our Mishnah, as I frag Taisvis, if it's too much of a chesed, you go to chesed again. You'll see it's kasha. Rabbi Kiva holds the gerus glili in our Mishnah, and he was saying holds the Tanakama. I in Taisvis top and bottom aleph who asks that kasha.